Colorado Preps.
Kevin Schaefer with your Colorado Preps cast.
Already one third of the regular season complete as we wrapped up week three on Saturday. And as we've done in the past couple of weeks, we recap the action on our Sunday edition of Colorado Preps cast. Thank you for joining us. And our Preps cast is presented by Colorado Farm Bureau Insurance and also Ziggy's Coffee. With Ziggy's Coffee, they're a fast-growing coffee franchise across the country, and they're based right here in Colorado. We invite you to visit one of their local locations on a regular basis, as it may be the best part of your day. They also have interest in visiting with you about opening up a franchise in your area. To see their menu and get franchise information, see them online at ziggyscoffee.com. Now, Colorado Farm Bureau Insurance, a name you easily recognize, and this year they're offering special new auto rates for good drivers. You can find out the details by seeing them online. That's at cfbinsurance.com, cfbinsurance.com. They're a longtime partner of Colorado Preps. We highly recommend you taking a look, especially now if you're a great driver. You can save through their good driver discounts. Again, they're at cfbinsurance.com. Now, this week, we want to start by looking at some programs with great football tradition that have rebounding from struggling over the past couple of years. First up on our list, Akron. They're an eight-man. The Rams moved to a very strong 3-0 Saturday night. They downed eighth-ranked Fowler 41-0, really a dominating win against a physical football team. And that victory followed up a strong week one performance where they beat another top 10 team on the road in overtime as they stunned Holly 36-30. Holly and Fowler, two teams expected to battle with Honey for the Arc Valley title this year, and Akron already has wins over both. Now, following the Fowler win on Saturday, we had a chance to visit with Rams head coach Jerome Weirs, and we asked him directly if Akron was indeed back.
I think we've been preaching some things that we're going to take it one game at a time and see where it goes from there and keep them believing in what's going on, and we're just going to take it one week at a time and see where it takes us.
And now the gauntlet begins. Day Spring Christian, Sedgwick County, Marino. I know just one game at a time, but that's about as tough a three-game stretch as you're going to get in eight-man football.
It is. Our league is one of the toughest in the state, and we have a lot of great players and a lot of great coaches in our league, and we enjoy squaring off toe-to-toe against each other. And it is, you use the right word, it is a gauntlet to go through.
And you mentioned some top players. Tell me about your sophomore quarterback, McCaffrey. Had a big game last week against Holly. I'm guessing he played well tonight for you. Tell me about his talents a little bit.
He's, for being a sophomore, he's pretty even-keeled. You know, he throws a good ball. He can run when we need him to, and he actually threw more tonight. We didn't actually call his number to run very much tonight, but he does a nice job of running things, and we have a great offensive line in front of him. We got three seniors, Xavier Livesay, David McCaffrey, and Evan Pieper, and then a junior, number 88, Hunter Mummel, and they do a fantastic job on the line to help protect him and open up holes for him and the other running backs. And it's really, offensively, it's been a really team effort this year so far.
And can you say the same thing defensively, a good mix of youth and experience on that side of the ball also?
Yes, very much so. We got some good senior leadership, and we have some young kids that are pushing the older kids and filling in spaces, and it's a total, like I said, it's been a great team effort this year so far.
Akron has six state titles in school history. They made the final game eight other years. Their last championship appearance, in fact, their last title came in 2008 when they finished off three in a row. Rams reached the final game in both 15 and 16, but lost to powerful Sedgwick County during their current six-year run. And as mentioned in the interview, the gauntlet now begins for Akron. The Rams face Day Spring Christian, Sedgwick County, and Marino the next 3 weeks. Axton also looms in the finale, and all four opponents will be ranked next week, as will the Rams. They were ninth a week ago. Thunder Ridge is second on our list. The Grizzlies, a dominant 4A team with three championships, including back-to-back title runs in 2004 and 5. The Grizzlies have been a regular playoff visitor since bumping up to 5A, but they haven't been as dominant. Their last semifinal appearance came in 2013. But back on Friday, Thunder Ridge bumped their mark to 3-0 with a strong win over Eagle Crest 29-0. We spoke with their head coach, Doug Nissenson, on the Scoreboard Show, and you could sense he's really very excited excited about his ball club this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great group of kids and a great group of seniors, and we faced so much adversity last year. We had 136 quarantines in 5 weeks. We played a game without any quarterbacks. We played a game where we only had three offensive linemen, not starters, three offensive linemen. So, I mean, we've been through it together. We brought back 24 kids who started at least one game last year, and we're out to prove something. We knew we were better than what it looked like from the outside last year. We had a lot of tough, bad things happen to us, and our kids have just worked incredibly hard, really, since January. I'm so proud of them and the way they keep working and the way they fight. When you have a group like this, you soak every minute up for sure.
Yeah, Coach, you got to throw last year away because that's not representative of anything that's normal about high school football. Arapahoe next week, they were in the top 10, but they got beat by Mountain Vista tonight, but still another tough one for you there in week four.
Sure, yeah, when we made this schedule, we wanted to challenge ourselves, play a couple teams from that Centennial League. So, Arapahoe is well coached. I know they've got talent, and getting upset only makes you focus more. So I think it's their homecoming game as well. We're gonna enjoy this tonight, and really back to work tomorrow. And like we talk about every week, we got something to prove to everybody.
Winning a league championship is going to be difficult. The Grizzlies must battle the likes of Mountain Vista, Castleview, and then Valor Christian over the last month of their schedule. Now, we'll get to our best win of the week in a few minutes, but first we want to run through some highlights in each class. Some of these were contenders for the top win as well. We'll stay in 5A. Douglas County and A West are both 3-0 and out of the gate strong. Huskies scored their latest win over Prairie View, 48-19, but they face a big challenge in Castleview next week. That's a great rivalry, and it's enhanced a bit more this year. Both teams will enter at 3-0. A West clubbed Horizon 42-0, but they have a tall task now, upcoming next top-ranked Cherry Creek. Bruins, one of the three teams to play out-of-state ball clubs over the weekend. They were the only one to fall short. They lost to Chandler, Arizona, 17-7. That's not surprising. Chandler's won 37 consecutive games. Valor Christian and Columbine both picked up nice wins, so it'll be curious to see if they move ahead of Creek in the new rankings out on Monday. Last week, Creek was in the top spot, followed by Valor and Columbine, probably a different order this week. In 4A, not sure any team has had a better turnaround since opening night than Ponderosa. Mustangs looked a little lost in a 49-0 first game loss to 5A Legend. They then bounced back to stun Fort Collins 35-33 in week two, and then took out 5A number 9 Chaparral 38-21 on Friday. Mustangs have a highly talented freshman quarterback in Andrew Heidel. They work him into the lineup each week to get some snaps. Last week he completed three passes for 42 yards and a score. Zach Pekarik also ran for 152 yards in that win. Speaking of freshmen, Chatfield also has a good one. His name is Brock Narva. He had an interception in week one to seal the win over Longmont. Had another pick in the Chargers' high-quality win over Fountain Fort Carson this week. That final was 23-14. Chargers, though, trailed 14-3 at one point in the fourth quarter.
The first three quarters, we looked sloppy. We had four turnovers and just a lot of mistakes. Big penalties that we had on big plays that were called back. And I think we had we finally put together a drive and were able to put it in the end zone. We got stopped on a fourth and goal at the one earlier in the game. Didn't score, and so we were able to get down there and score. And then once we got that first touchdown, just our defense it was awesome. I mean, I really feel like that's what sparked us, and because we stopped them and had a lot of opportunities in the fourth quarter to come back.
Your offensive roster, you're going to go through stages like that, I'm guessing, because, man, you look at it, you're young. Got a sophomore quarterback, Mason Lowe's a good one. He's a junior. You got a lot of young kids playing important spots over there.
Yeah, we got a freshman, too, that we plug in there, and who does a lot of good things, and he was a big part of our defense last night and had a few carries as well. So, yeah, it's a good young group. It's honestly a good mix. So I like our senior class. They're really good leadership with that group. Jake Marshall's our main back. He didn't have as big a night last night, but I think we have enough depth and a lot of threats to where if they stop him, we can find a way to get somebody else involved. I think that's what happened last night because Mason Lowe had a really big game for sure.
Yeah, he did. Defensively, you mentioned your kids stepped up. Trojans always have great skill, talent, score 40 points on a regular basis, but you held them to 14 and made stops when you had to.
Yeah, I mean, we were missing our top defense player last night. He was out. He was our probably one of the top D linemen in 4A. And not having him, we were worried. But I can tell you, we had our D line stepped up big time. A little kid named Sam Ayers, he looked a little out there as a D lineman, man. He had, I think, two and a half sacks last night, and it was a terror. Plus, our backers were flying around everywhere, and you know, we didn't give up any deep balls. And we gave the very first play of offense they scored on, and past that, I think we made them work for everything the rest of the game.
That's Chatfield head coach Brett McGatlin in the morning after his Thursday night win. Pine Creek also finally a top 10 club where they belong, and after their 2-0 start, the Eagles jumped all the way to fifth in the rankings this week. Could be up a bit farther as they downed Vista Ridge 41-20 late Saturday night. Very good win, needless to say, for the Eagles. We also like Falcons 28-19 win over Brighton. That one also came on the road. Falcon in the I-25 league. So that conference only gets one playoff berth this year, so they have to win the league title to get into the bracket. That effort may come down to the October 22nd matchup with Cheyenne Mountain. Redtail Hawks are also 3-0 early on. Not sure any team was more impressive in 3A than Meade. The Mavericks were ranked third last week, basically rolled number 6 Discovery Canyon 50-7. Meade, if you recall, didn't get a chance to play Eagle Valley in week 2 due to COVID, but they really showed no ill effects. Discovery Canyon, they were coming off that quality win over Pueblo South back in week 2. They really didn't respond with any momentum from that victory. Meade now tangles with top-ranked Roosevelt coming up October 8th, if you're interested in looking at a great matchup that far down the road. Pueblo East also scored a very important win in our minds over Mesa Ridge. That final was 21-18. We thought going in a loss would force the Eagles to basically win a league championship to get into the playoff bracket. They're still below water at 1-2, but the win does give them a bit of breathing room the rest of the year. Steamboat Springs bumped off Middle Park 28-7. Sailors are 2-1, much improved over the recent past, but we're still not sure if they can push the likes of Palisade, Glenwood Springs, and Summit in the 3A West. Now, we almost put Northridge in the opening group of programs that have seemingly returned. Since the Grizzlies have not won a state championship, though, we decided against that, but they're still off to a nice 3-0 start for their head coach, Jeremy Hayden. They beat Greeley Central last week and then Greeley West on Friday, so they've won the city championship already this year.
That's the biggest thing, is we got to start at home, we got to win the town, and then we got to get back into the 3A ranks and start beating some of those opponents across the state.
Yeah, and what's been the reason for the resurgence in your program? Again, the Grizzlies, 10, 11 years ago, were a regular playoff team, fell on some hard times. Now you got it pointed back in the right direction.
You know, I don't know what happened in the past. I know Coach Fulton was a great coach. He was my coach in high school. But I just know that our guys have been committed to my vision and our coach's vision. And so we've really built this upon our younger group, younger guys. And like I said, right now we're all juniors and sophomores playing for the most part. We got a couple seniors in there, but for the most part we're juniors, sophomores, and so they've taken some lunts early the last 2 years, but now it's kind of their time to start rising to the top and competing and playing for some victories.
Yeah, and you might get a chance to see how far you've come next week. You take on Meade. We just said they had a great win over Discovery Canyon last night. That's a good program you're facing in week 4.
Coach Clatt is a top notch coach. He's always going to have his team ready. They're fully loaded every year. I don't know if they ever graduate players. They're so loaded every year. So it's going to be a tough task for the Grizzlies, but we're definitely up for the task.
In Class 2A, we liked wins by Basalt and Alamosa. Both teams easily moved past quality opponents. Longhorns jumped to 3-0 by handling Faith Christian 37-0, pulled away in the second half. Moose are now 2-1. They blitzed Lahana 42-6. Now, Basalt's effort, very nice. They were coming off an exhausting double overtime win over Battle Mountain back in week 2, and we talked with their head coach, Carl Frericks, about that win. He said they were banged up, but they responded well. Alamosa used 5 touchdowns from Casey Jones in their win. 4 of those came through the air, and he makes the Moose the favorite right now in the Southwest. Seems they're a little bit better than their 4 league rivals, Bayfield, Pagosa Springs, Montezuma, Cortez, and Salida. Now, several wins of note in 1A, the list headed up by 3-time champion Lyman. They blanked number 3 Strasburg 20-0. They've now shut out the Indians for 8 straight quarters, as they also beat them 28-0 in the state championship game last fall. Florence has outscored their first 3 opponents 167-0. Latest win came on Saturday. They blitzed 2A Weld Central 46-0. North Fork also picked up a quality non-league win, though through a shutout. They won down at Monta Vista 21-0. And Gunnison also collected a nice 17-17 league win over Grand Valley. Cowboys 2-0 on the season. They hope to challenge North Fork and Meeker for one of the 2 guaranteed playoff berths out of that conference. Now, it's not our win of the week, but probably the game of the week. It was found in eight-man where Sanford outscored Simla. How about this, 74-50, and it was a record-setting day for Indians tailback Kelton Gartrell. He ran for over 400 yards on just 27 carries. More importantly, he scored a whopping 9 touchdowns on the ground. We checked the NFHS website, and that ties a national record for most rushing touchdowns in an 8-man game. And here in Colorado, it ties for second all-time for touchdowns in a game. The record is 12, if you believe that. It was set by Ken Pearson of Genoa Hugo. It's been a few years, back in 1930. And let's not forget about the effort by Simla. Cubs were ranked 10th going into that game. Should probably stay in the rankings based on their effort. They actually led this contest 48-44 early in the fourth quarter. And again, we expect them to be a playoff team this year. They're very young at spots, but very talented in the freshman level. Mancos is in the same conference as Sanford, and the Blue Jays also scored a strong win. They handled Marino 49-8. The teams were ranked third and fourth last week, but it was Mancos who showed up well. Now, it's been since 1996 that a Western team has won an eight-man state title, but with the Blue Jays, Sanford, and even Dove Creek, that could end the streak this year. All three are in the same conference, are also ranked in the top five. Probably the most unique win went to Caliche. The Buffs trailed Rangeley 18-16 at halftime. They registered a safety for the only points of the second half, and that, of course, forced overtime. On the second play of overtime, the Buffs forced a fumble, then returned it in for a touchdown to gain that unique victory. In six-man, top-rated Grenada made a statement. They took out number 5 Idalia, 62-14. Game marked a huge day for the Coleman brothers. Senior Dominic completed 15 of 19 passes for 399 yards and 7 touchdowns. All 7 scores went to his freshman brother, Maddox, who finished with 10 catches for 271 yards. Bobcats have a third big play guy in the backfield in John Hainer. He ran for 75 yards on 7 attempts, but he had to leave the game with an injury. Grenada will battle second-ranked Cheyenne Wells next week, and that game likely determines a lot. It'll probably determine the league title and possibly the number 1 overall playoff seed. Tigers of Cheyenne Well, they're 3-0 after blasting Kid Carson 69-3. Now back to Grenada. We spoke with their head coach, Tragan Marquez, after their big win on Friday. He talked about the Coleman brothers and the upcoming matchup with Cheyenne Wells.
Oh, yeah, they did. We're super proud of them. You know, we came into this game already down 1 running back in Lupe Martinez. He hurt his knee in the Eats game week one. And then John Hainer did a heck of a job for us as a tailback, but he kind of got banged up in the second quarter as well. So we went to Maddox early, the younger Coleman brother. But there, after we had to get a little creative, we really found him open in space quite a bit more.
All right. So offensively, you did some good things. What about defense? Hard to hold anybody down to 14 and 6-man, especially a top 5 team, but your guys came to play on that side as well.
Yeah, no, I told you earlier this week that this game is going to be won and lost in the first 2 after the snap. You know, in 6-man, there's not a whole lot of trench warfare, but we did. We knew Idalia was going to pound the ball. And we knew we had to be aggressive up on the front line, so we've got to tip our hats to all of our boys up front, because they really set the edge and, you know, set the line of scrimmage.
You go to 2-0 with the win. You mentioned you beat Eads last week, kind of had a scrimmage against Wiley there in the first game that doesn't count towards your record, but a lot of expectations in your camp. You're obviously ranked number 1. You gave state champion Fleming Fitz twice last year, so you were close, but how are you dealing with those expectations right now?
You know, it's always pretty nice when you know, everybody votes for your team to be number 1, get a little recognition, but really, it's just a ranking, and if you don't go in one week at a time, it really doesn't mean anything. So that's what we're telling the boys. It's just 1 week at a time, 1 practice at a time, and this next weekend's game is going to be a really, really good one where I think everybody's locked in, and I think the mindset is we kind of are saying just 1 brick at a time to build this brick wall, and the boys are really going step by step.
You mentioned this week you're back on the road up north. You go to Cheyenne Wells. By my schedule, they'll probably be ranked number 2 again. It's a conference game, lot on the line here at midseason.
Yeah, no, and they're a good team. You know, last year they weren't healthy, and they were still really, 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 really great team last year. But this year they have everybody back. It looks like they lost just a few seniors, but they're talented, they're big, they're tough. It's going to be a really good one. We're going to have our hands full to compete in that game, so it's one that we've been looking forward to have on the schedule, but I think our boys are ready for it.
Kim Branson opened their new turf field in style, crushing Deer Trail 74-12. Mustangs 3-0. Mountain Valley also picked up an important win over Cotopaxi. That final was 37-25. Mountain Valley now faces Sierra Grande next week. That outcome should give us the Southwestern League champ and the automatic playoff team from that conference. Now, after all those details, we still have to give you our win of the week. And to get there, we jump back up to Class 2A and the 7th Silver Knights. They entered the week ranked 7th in 2A and faced 5th-ranked Platte Valley on the road in Kersey. Severance came away with the win 17-14 on a last-second field goal. And I think the win announced this new program has officially arrived on the scene, and so does their head coach, Jeff Van Winkle.
I talked to the kids kind of all week, and we knew we were going to shock some people. You know, I think there was a lot of conversations outside of our locker room where people were wondering, was Severance for real? You know, was Severance a team that that belongs? You know, this is a great ranked win, you know, against a ranked opponent. And I think we kind of showed some people that we're here. You know, we're here to stay.
Yeah, and that's what was going to be my next question. It's a statement win for the program. I think there's a huge potential for this team to be very, very good in the near and distant future and develop tradition. And this is step one in getting to where you want to go.
Yeah, for certain it is, you know, and it's really a top-down type of thing. You know, we've got our seniors now for the first time, you know, seniors in this program. You know, we've challenged them to what kind of legacy do they want to start, you know, and how cool is it that they get to do something like that. And so watching them just pour into just every little detail of the program, you know, they're all the stuff that we did in the offseason, all the work that they put in with our staff and everything, and to watch them just pour into the younger kids to get them ready, you know, this. Tonight we had a situation where Jaden Hoffman, our sophomore quarterback, you know, was thrust into that spot because Nolan cramped up on that very last drive when we kicked the field goal. You know, we don't do that if we don't have guys pouring into Jaden, and Jaden's not part of what we've got going on. So, you know, it's a great thing to see these kids really buy into something and be excited about creating that legacy.
So again, congrats on Severance in getting the win of the week. Silver Knights are still one of 60 teams that are unbeaten through week 3 of the football season. The most are found in Class 4A. They have 11 teams without a loss going into week 4. The fewest are found in six-man. Just 6 clubs right now are either 2-0 or 3-0. We have the list up on coloradopreps.com, so you can review that long list. Now, another feature on our website this week involves our first pick for playoff teams in each of the 7 classifications. Watch for those predictions on either Monday or Tuesday. We'll also list our games of the week there and get you updated on RPI standings after week 3. Plus, of course, we preview all the big games in football with our weekly class previews. Those come your way every Tuesday through Thursday. Again, that's at coloradopreps.com. Now, our PrepCast is again presented by Colorado Farm Bureau Insurance and Ziggy's Coffee. Again, we invite you to visit them online, cfbinsurance.com and ziggyscoffee.com. That's our PrepCast for the week. Thanks for listening. I'm Kevin Schaefer. Enjoy week 4 of the football season. We'll review it again next week.